blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Verse 8. So many places you can preach out of during the Christmas season, the Christmas story. But Luke has such a great portion in the first two chapters. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, or living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. While that's true of literal shepherds who watch the sheep, it's also true of under-shepherds, pastors, who should abide in the fields, be out in the world, and be ministering and keep watch over their flock by night during the darkest times. They should have a prayer watch going for their people. Then what happened in these shepherds' case? Behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid at this sight. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings," or good news, "of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." So here the angel announces and brings the good news, the message of great joy. The promise of great joy is the good news that the angel brings and announces to the shepherds. And the reason for the great joy, he says, is the birth of a Savior, the birth of one who will save us. By no other means can a man qualify himself for heaven apart from a Savior, for he has failed often in his attempts. From way back in Genesis all the way through the Bible, we see man's failure and God's victories. And every time man attempted to find his own way to heaven, he never succeeded. The presence of Adam's fallen nature within me, within you, within mankind, will always fall short of the glory of God. We're told that in Romans 3:23. Always, we will always fall short in ourselves. We will never of ourselves, in ourselves, measure up to God's divine standards for heaven, for eternal life. So only a Savior can rescue us from our lost condition. It will take a Savior, somebody who will come and save us from being lost and bring us to God through His saving work. Every human being needs a Savior. There was no exception. Even Mary, the mother of Jesus, needed a Savior, Luke 1:47. She said, "God, my Savior." She needed a Savior. There are people who are good people and there are people who are bad people, but whether you're good or bad, all of them need a Savior because all of them are not perfect. A good person's not a perfect person. And a bad person certainly isn't a perfect person. There was only one perfect person, and that was Jesus Christ Himself. So He alone qualified to become our Savior, to be our substitution, to be our sacrifice, and to take the penalty for my sins and yours and even Mary's upon the cross, so that He would be in a position to welcome all who would come to Him by faith and completely forgive them of all sin. and do it, past, present, future, completely cleanse them from all sin and justify them in the eyes of God, made them righteous. Justification means to be made righteous. In the eyes of God, set them apart forever, sanctified, set apart forever unto God, all through the sacrifice and the work of this Savior. So we have a Savior. And the angel's announcing there's going to be, this is the good news of great joy, because we now have a Savior. We were lost. We were a planet of lost people. We were a planet on its way to hell. But now something has happened. A Savior has come on the scene. A Savior. And that will be the source and the means and the focus of our joy. From now on, those who embrace the Savior will have an opportunity to experience joy. It doesn't mean that everybody on planet Earth will now be joyful, because there will be many who will not receive this Christ. They will not receive the Savior. But those who do receive them have the opportunity to experience joy in their lives like never before. That's why Nehemiah 8:10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The strength of my Christian life, the strength of my being here on earth is the joy of the Lord. I'm able to get up every day and function every day and go through life and face adversity and deal with opposition and wrestle with troubles and go through everything that we go through as people, all because I have the joy of the Lord. It goes beyond my circumstances, beyond my situation, beyond what's happening around me. I have the joy of the Lord. That's my strength. It comes from God. It's His joy, and it's in me. And without the experience of this joy, we can never really successfully live the Christian way of life. Without the experience of joy, you'll never be able to successfully live the Christian way of life. The counseling offices throughout Christendom, in all denominations and all churches across the board, the counseling offices are filled with unhappy Christians. They make appointments continually. I need to talk to you, Pastor. I need to talk to you. I'm just so unhappy. I'm just so miserable. I'm just so, everything is just closing in on me. Things are so terrible for me. And they go on and they vent. And that's fine. They can vent, get it out. But the bottom line is that they lack the joy of the Lord. And so they are saved, but they are very unhappy. They are miserable people. And the thousands of Christian books have been written to try to turn them around and get them to be happier than they are. Salvation, they're saved people. They're going to heaven. They're saved people and they're going to heaven. But salvation has altered their destination. They're no longer going down, they're going up. It's altered their destination, but it didn't change their disposition. They're still negative and miserable and unhappy and complaining and murmuring and so forth. And it's everybody else's fault. It's the world's fault. It's the economy. It's politics. It's people all around me. It's my job. It's somebody's fault why I'm so unhappy. My destination is altered. Yeah, I know I'm going to heaven, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand what I'm having to deal with every week. And you take them to verses and you show them verses. Yeah, but I'm really going through things. I know all that, but this is what's happening to me. And that person did this to me, and that person won't cooperate. And I can't afford to do this. And on it goes. The source of our joy is the Holy Spirit, who is in every single believer. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ this morning, if you've put your faith in Him and embraced Him, then you have the Holy Spirit. You may not be able to feel Him at this very moment. You may not be able to sense it. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But He is in you. He indwells you. That is the Bible. That is the Word of God. That is the truth. He is inside of you. If He's not, then the Bible's a liar and we should all just go home. Go eat our cupcakes and go home. The Bible is true, and the Holy Spirit is in me, and He's in you. And therefore, if he's in me, then I have Galatians 5:22, love, joy, and peace abiding in me. The inward qualities of the Holy Spirit. There's ninefold fruit mentioned there. There's nine different fruits mentioned there. The first three are inward, and then we have outward to others, and then we have upward to God. Faithfulness, meekness, and self-control, upwards towards God. But then we have the love, joy, and peace, which are inward qualities because the Holy Spirit is in me. That is what I have as a source in my life. God Almighty inhabiting me, indwelling me, and giving me the ability to have love for others, love for myself, genuine love for myself, love for others, joy, and peace. And that's what the angel said. There's going to be joy, great tidings of great joy, and also peace on earth. This is now available to mankind apart from his circumstances, apart from the situations that he finds himself in, apart from the troubles he goes through, apart from the trials and the tribulations of life. He will have love, joy, and peace because my spirit, who is me, because the Holy Spirit is God in Acts 5:3, and I am in you, and I'll abide in you forever in John chapter 14. Forever. And if I ever left you, then I would be a liar, and God cannot lie. So I need to experience, sometimes when I do get miserable and I do get caught up in my problems or my health situations or different things, my expectations are crushed because I expected people to do certain things and they completely failed and I get crushed and so forth. When all that goes on in my life, then I need to experience the joy of the Lord because that's my strength. It's not in whether you succeed or fail. It's not whether my expectations are met or not met. It's not whether my health is good or bad. It's not whether I'm financially stable or unstable. None of that matters. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And so the means of experiencing that, we're told, is in the Word of God. It's through the promises of God. In John 15:11, these things have I spoken unto you, spoken word, that my joy might be in you and your joy might be fulfilled. These things I have spoken, the Word of God, and you embracing the Word of God and receiving it, apart from your circumstances, you're going through all kinds of stuff, but you're focused in on the Word now and the promises of God, and that will be the way, means of experience to the joy of the Lord. So people come to church. Happy people come to church, and not so happy people come to church. Sometimes very miserable people come to church. They put on a plastic smile, and they sit there. And if you try to talk to them, they just out gushing out of them comes all their problems they're going through. They try to manage. Praise the Lord once in a while.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Oak Leaf Golf Course is Okeechobee County's premier championship golf course located just 8 miles north of Okeechobee City on U.S. Highway